With a thrashing the U.S. economy has taken this past year, there's been plenty of news on the needs of charitable organizations as demand for services surges. Stories have chronicled the sinking assets of foundations and the increasing concern about cutbacks from traditional government funding sources. The Silicon Valley Council of Nonprofits reported in its outlook for 2009 that corporate giving has fallen sharply in the last year and is expected to continue its decline. Some 47% of the responding nonprofits surveyed for the report stated that overall foundation giving is lower than last year. In the midst of such news, raising money for global concerns poses an even greater hurdle. When times are tough at home, it's hard to worry about the rest of the world. It goes against much of what we're taught as common sense, that if we neglect ourselves, we'll have nothing left to give. Our perspective constricts in relation to our fear and sense of want. But I think that's the wrong reaction, not only because it shrinks our spirit, but because it forgets that our prosperity is linked to the well-being of others in faraway places. A child in Nicaragua or Cambodia or Angola is still our neighbor, even if we can't see her afflictions from our side of the fence. Her lack of education or disease or hunger bleeds across the boundaries we create in ways visible and unseen. Her suffering becomes part of the inheritance we leave our own sons and daughters. Her hopelessness, our bequest. Nearly half of the world's population lives on less than $2 a day. Some 1.1 billion people have inadequate access to water. While tackling the problems of poverty and inequality in America is essential to our future health, it's not an argument for distancing ourselves from the world. Our peace and sustained fortune rely on our willingness to reach beyond our immediate needs, to see all children as our own. We should do this because it is decent, it is right, and it is smart. To turn away weakens our potential as a force for global progress. It weakens us. As the saying goes, charity begins at home, but should not end there. With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.